A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alam nuhlikil awwalin thumma nutbi'uhumul akhirin. Kadzalika naf'alu bil mujrimin. Wailun yawma idzil lil mukadzibin. Alam nakhluqukum min ma'in mahin. Waja'alnahu fi qararin makin. Ila qadarin ma'lum. Faqadarna فنعم القادرون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين صدق الله العظيم. After Allah تبارك وتعالى had taken a few qasams, a few oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about some of the occurrences that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, and then Allah تبارك وتعالى had spoken about this day as يوم الفصل, a day in which decisions will be made, major decisions insofar as we are concerned, what will be our ultimate end, whether it will be, and may Allah Ta'ala grant it, into the everlasting rahmah and mercy of Allah, and that is Jannah, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala now asks three questions. The first of these questions Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala asks, Alam nuhlikil awwalin, did we not destroy the people of before, the people who were first? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to all the nations of the past before the coming of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it was the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, the people of Ad or Thamud, the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, the people of Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very simple in this question, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning our minds to this fact, Alam nuhlikil awwaleen. These were people that had come down into this earth. They did not believe the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. They did not believe the coming of the day of Qiyamah. And one of the reasons why they did not believe Qiyamah that will come is because they could not fathom that this entire earth, as mighty as it may be, is all going to be destroyed. They could not understand that there will be this mass death of man that will take place. All those that are on the surface of the earth at the time of Qiyamah, everyone will die. They could not understand it. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them as an example for our understanding, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the power and the might. Allah had created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove. ثُمَّ نُتْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ, and then we had replaced them, or we had followed them with al-akhirin, with the latter generations, the people of the present generation. And most of the commentators here refer to this as the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very clear message for the people of Makkah Mukarramah, that you are al-akhirin. You have come before these people who had been destroyed. Their destruction was different, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them all at once, the disbelievers. But your destruction will be somewhat different. And we see in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the occurrences of the Battle of Badr, etc. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this very clear message, that the people of before, they were more mightier than you in physical strength. They were in numbers that they had, but all of it had been short-lived and they had been destroyed. كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُوا بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ, and this is what we do with the mujrimeen. Al-mujrimeen, the sinners, the trespassers, those that transgress the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, destruction on that day be for the al-mukaddibin, for those who had belied, those who denied the coming of the resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. Alam nakhluqukum min ma'in mahin. Now the second question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked is, did we not create you from a worthless water? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about this kind of initiation of humankind, of a human, of man, that where did it all begin? It had begun from a worthless drop of water, that he is the sperm of a father, and after he cohabits with the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very initial of our creation. Now is that not a great qudrat of Allah, that from something that was liquid, something that was worthless, something that was despised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created man? Can we not see the qudrat? Can we not see the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we placed it in an implanted room. We placed it in a safe room or a safe place. And that is the womb of our mothers. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transplanted or implanted it into the mother. That is the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It goes into the womb. And from there, obviously, the different forms that it takes by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ila qadarin ma'loom. Allah does not discuss the different forms, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us a very, very important lesson here, ila qadarin ma'loom, to an appointed time. All this happens in an appointed time, that the fetus is in the womb of the mother, and then obviously she will give birth. That child cannot remain forever and ever in the womb of the mother. And similarly, you and I cannot remain on the surface of this earth forever and ever. We will also have to return to the womb of this earth, and that is the qabr or the alame barzakh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gives us the thought-provoking example that nothing is everlasting. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then we perfectly measured. The measure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as our creation is concerned, it is not only about the balance of our two hands being the same size, or our two legs being the same size. That is a great ni'mat and a great qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the number of cells in our bodies, the kind of the blood and the flow of the blood vessels and the nerves and the veins and everything else, فَقَدَرْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had perfectly measured it. The beat of the heart is not a microsecond faster, it is not a microsecond slower. All of it, فَقَدَرْنَا, has been perfectly measured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. And how excellent are we in our measurement. In other words, we are the best of those that will measure. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala measured our rozi, our sustenance. Allah measured the number of breath that we will take. Allah had measured every aspect of our lives. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. He is the greatest, the most excellent of those that have measured. فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. But yet man belies and denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, Allah says, destruction on that day be for those who belied and denied Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So again here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us historically through the nations of the past to show that they were here on this earth, they were arrogant, they belied Allah, they disbelieved in Allah, Allah destroyed them, Allah brought this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam onto this earth. Allah shows us and Allah reminds us about where we had all begun our origin, and how, and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the wombs of our mothers, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept us for that fixed time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this very great ni'mat that Allah had measured every aspect of our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.